Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们午安。
Thankful to the Lord we could gather this weekend.
我们感谢主这个周末我们可以聚集在一起。
Looks like the weather is pretty good.
天气也很好。
I hope in the midst of being here, you're getting your rest.
那我盼望呢我们在其中的时候都能够有休息。
It is wonderful to get together with other believers.
实在是能够跟众圣徒一同在一起是非常美好。
But when we gather like this, we also gather on purpose.
当我们这样子聚集的时候，我们是有目的的来聚集。
There are intentions in our heart.
我们的心中有一个想望。
And in my heart, I desire for us to be under the heavenly vision of Christ.
那我心中所想望的是希望我们能够在天上的属天基督的意象里面
I believe from the word of God we see
我相信我们从神的话语里面我们可以看到
that especially in the end times heavenly vision is necessary to bring us through to the end
特别在末后的世代这个天上的意象足能够带领我们经过这个末世
If there were times when the churchAnd the people could be lazy, that time has passed.
那也许在过去的时代里无论是属神的百姓或是属神的教会可以闲懒但这个时候已经过去了。
And so even when we come to relax on a weekend like this,
所以甚至当在这个周末我们一同在主面前休息的时候
we still are asking the Lord to exercise our hearts in regard to His will for us.
我们仍然是恳求主能够感动我们的心能够对他的旨意能够敏锐
This afternoon we want to touch on the matter of the heavenly vision His end
今天下午我们所要讲的是关于这个属天的意象它的终极的目的
We'd like to read some scriptures in that regard
我们要读几段的经文
We begin with a familiar place in Ephesians chapter 1
我们先看一下以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10
第一章的第九第十节
Our God made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention which He purposed in Him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times that is the summing up of all things in ChristThings in the heavens and things on the earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And then the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
然后在这里，以弗所书一章十五节，保罗的祷告。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
Also in chapter 3,
同时第三章
just a few verses beginning in verse 8,
还有几节我们从第八节开始。
To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.This is in accordance with the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典， 叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万事以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And then just a verse from Daniel and chapter 12.
我们还再看一下但以理书的第十二章。
The Lord opened the heavens and showed Daniel tremendous things regarding the end times.
那主将天打开，将但以理把末后的事情显给但以理看。
And we just see our brother Daniel responding in verse 8.
我们看到在第八节的时候是但以理的回应。
As for me, I heard but could not understand, so I said, My Lord, what is the end of these things?
我听见这话却不明白，就说我主啊，这些事的结局是怎样呢？
And then over in James chapter 5.
那再看雅各书第五节。
We all know that Job went through a lot.
我们知道约伯经历了许多事。
And we see here in James chapter 5.
那我们在雅各书的第五节这里。
Verse 11. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is full of compassion and tender mercies.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局明显。主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
And then finally a portion from Hebrews chapter 11.
最后我们再看一下希伯来书的第十一章。
Beginning in verse 13.
我们从第十三节开始。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance.And having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And then finally, there in Hebrews 11 verses 9 and 10.
最后我们再看第十一章希伯来书第十一章的第九、第十节。
As Abraham's testimony.
亚伯拉罕的见证。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise.As in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise, for he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
那我们继续再祷告。
Lord, how rich is your word regarding the vision?
主啊，你关于异象的教导是何等的丰富。
How we want that spirit of wisdom and revelation upon us this afternoon.
这个下午我们是何等的盼望呢？赐人智慧与启示的灵能够降临在我们的身上。
We may come to a fuller understanding of the great mystery which has been hid through the ages, but now has been revealed to the saints.
好叫我们能够真实的明白，那在历世历代所隐藏的，如今在基督耶稣里所显明的启示。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们需要圣灵的帮助。
To quicken our hearts.
那使我们的心能够敏感。
To understand these grand and wonderful things.
让我们能够明白这些伟大、这些奇妙的事。
Do open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛
convict our hearts,
使我们的心能够得坚定
and bring us to fuller consecration,
让我们能够有更深的奉献
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是靠耶稣宝贝的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Last night we introduced our time by talking about the heavenly vision.
昨天晚上那我们介绍了一下什么叫做天上的异象
And this is a specific term that Paul used when he was testifying to King Agrippa about his life.
那么这一个词是保罗在对亚基帕王为他自己一生做见证的时候所说的话。
He said, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他这么说亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And we just tried to show something a little bit of the vastness of this vision and life that the Apostle Paul had entered into.
那昨天我们只是稍微的介绍了一下这个辽阔广大意象里面的一点意思。
We know that Paul's whole life was changed.
我们知道保罗因这个意象他所有的生命都改变了。
His character, his ministry,
他的性格他的侍奉
his motivation,
他的动机
He could say, "For me to live is Christ."
所以他就可以说，从今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He was captured by something.
那他好像被什么东西抓住了。
He was pursuing what he had seen.
他所看见的，他在那里追求。
He saw a tremendous Lord Jesus Christ.
那他看到了一个非常荣耀伟大的主耶稣。
And the more he walked.Under that vision, the more and more he saw of the dimensions of Christ.
他在这个意象里面行走的越多，他所看的耶稣就越辽阔、越广大、越高远。
Now, throughout the Bible, we see that there are men who have been arrested by God through a vision from heaven.
在这个圣经里面，我们看到很多人，被神用意象所掳获。
When somebody truly sees such a vision, they are undone. They are shaken.
那么一个人看见了这种异象，那他这个人就破碎了，他被震动了。
And of course, this undoing is to bring them into a redesigned life.
但这样子的破碎呢，是要在他们里面建立起一个新的生活与生命。
So Amos was a shepherd until he heard the voice.Of Jehovah.
所以阿摩斯本来是个牧羊人，只等到他听到了耶和华的声音。
Elisha was a farmer until Elijah called him.
那以利沙本来是个农夫，一直等到以利亚呼召他。
Ezekiel was a priest, and then he saw the vision in heaven of this chariot with God.
那以西结本来是个祭司，一直等到他看到天上主所坐的车辇。
All those who have seen some vision of God in this way，
那这些人都是看到了神的一些异象
，lived a larger life，
所以他们的生命所过的生活就扩大了。
I wonder if you've ever read this little book by A.W. Tozer。
我不知道你们有没有读过。A.W. 陶素所写的这本小书
It's called The Largeness of the Soul
那这本书的名字叫做灵魂的广大
The Size of the Soul
讲到灵魂的大小
Those who have seen something vast are reshaped from within
凡是看过这些广大的人在他们的里面会重新被磨造
Abraham, David, Daniel, Isaiah
亚伯拉罕、大卫、但以理、以赛亚
They all lived in a higher plane.
他们所过的生活都是在更高之处
In these last days,
在这个末后的世代，
it is not just for one prophet or one priest to receive a heavenly vision.
那不仅仅是一个先知或一个祭司领受这天上的异象。
This heavenly vision is the birthright of every Christian.
那么这一个属天的异象是每一个基督徒他生来所有的权利。
John, Jesus specifically tells us that the Spirit of God has been given to us to lead us into all this fullness of Christ.
主耶稣特别的告诉我们，真理的圣灵来了，要带领我们进入一切的真理。
But we know we must fight.
但我们知道我们必须征战。
In this day, these last days,
在这个世代，在这末后的世代，
we know that there is the Spirit of rebellion in this world and disobedience.
我们晓得是充满了一个悖逆的灵，一个对抗的灵。
But there is also a pervasive spirit within the church.
但同样，但在教会里面也有一个充满的灵。
It's the spirit of Laodicea.
一个老底加教会的灵。
It's the spirit of lukewarmness.
那是一个不冷也不热的灵。
Of self-satisfaction.
一个自我满意的灵。
It's the spirit of those who have no vision.
是一个没有意象的灵。
Now, when you have vision,
如果有意象，
you see his end, his call, his way.
那你就看到他的目的，他的呼召，他的方式，他的道路。
But the Laodicean church, lacking vision, being blind spiritually,
但是老底家教会没有这样子的意象，在灵里面是瞎眼的。
They follow their end,their way, because all they can do is see themselves.
所以他们所追求的就是他们自己所要的目的，他们自己的道路，因为他们所看到的就只是自己。
And so the church today has gotten small.
所以教会就变小。
Well, it may be large in size, but small in terms of its footprint upon this earth.
那就算他的人数很多，但在他这个世界所能够留下的足迹也是非常微小。
Christians in this world have come to a place of compromise.
所以在这个世界就基督徒就妥协。
They are as greedy as the world.
他们跟这个世界的人一样的贪婪。
As anxious as the world.
一样的焦躁不安。
As selfish as the world.
一样的自私。
They are out of time.Out of patience, out of faith.
他们没有时间，没有耐心，没有信心。
Christians don't read anymore.
基督徒也不再读书了。
They don't have time.
因为没有时间。
Oh, maybe they gather some bits together on their iPhone.
所以在 iPhone 上面就看了这一点点这个东西那个东西。
If they're supposed to give something, some messenger, Sunday school thing, they Google it.
所以如果他礼拜天要教主日学的话，他就到 Google 查一查。
You know, many young people in New York City where I live and fellowship.
你知道在纽约市我所住的地方有很多年轻人。
Sometimes I ask a simple question.
有时候我问一些很简单的问题。
Do you know who A.W. Tozer is?
我问他们说，你知不知道 A.W. 陶素是谁？
You know who the Moravians are?
你知不知道莫拉维亚弟兄？
They don't know.
他们不知道。
Nobody knows all that God has done through church history.
所以神在教会里面所行的大事，没有人再知道了。
All they know is about their profession.
那他们所知道的是他们自己的职业。
And some basic Bible doctrines.
那一些圣经里面基本的教义。
And grace. They really like grace.
那还有恩典，他们真的很喜欢恩典。
So today, we have many, many, many small churches.
所以今天我们就有许许多多其实很小的教会。
They are self-styled.
他们自己有自己的表现方式。
They have selfish goals.
他们的目标也是自私的。
They look at their success based on outward things.
他们用外面的事情来评估自己是不是成功。
Yet in these last days,
但在这个末后的时代，
as the Bible clearly tells us,
正如圣经里面清楚告诉我们的，
there will be Christians.Who love the Lord more than mammon.
但在这个时代还会有基督徒爱主过于马门。
Now in this New York metro area, this is especially difficult to find.
那么在纽约这个大都会这个地方实在是很难找到这样子的人。
You know, there's a famous preacher in New York City named Tim Keller.
你知道在纽约是有一个很出名的一个传道人，就是 Tim Keller。
And he has a large congregation of many young professionals, Christian in New York City.
那在纽约市，他的教会参加教会的人很多，有很多年轻的这些。
Very so often he says this to them.
那有很多年轻人去这个教会，那他常常对他们讲。
Now why did you come to New York?
你为什么要到纽约来
？Mammon.
因为为了马门。
That's why they came.
为什么人他们来这纽约市，就是为这个
？Make a lot of money.
就是要赚钱。
But there are some.
但是总是有一些人。
The Lord is more important than just that.
对他们来讲，主比马门更重要。
As we well know, the Lord is never against money.
因为我们知道主并不是反对钱。
But the Lord is looking for those who are looking for Him.
但是主是寻找那些寻找他的人。
And for such people, He would open the heavens and give us some revelation of the vistas of Christ.And of his work.
那么对这些人呢，他就把天上打开，让他们能够看到基督和他工作，他的广大，他的辽阔。
You know the famous Psalm 24.
你们知道那著名的诗篇，诗篇二十四篇。
It has that refrain referring to Jesus coming back.
那里有讲到耶稣怎么样回来的时候。
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
那众城门啊，抬起头来。
Lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in.
那永久的门户啊，抬起头来，那荣耀的主要进来。
This is talking about the Lord Jesus returning to Mount Zion.
那这是讲到那主耶稣怎么样回到锡安山。
But in that wonderful song,
但在这个非常奇妙的诗歌里面
，As David writes such a song,
当大卫写的时候
，He says, "Who can stand in this holy place?"
他说谁能够站在这圣山呢
And then he says,
然后说
There is a generation of those who will seek the face of the God of Jacob.
他说会有一个世代的人他们会寻求犹大的主
Before the Lord comes back,
当主回来的时候
he must find that generation.
那他一定要找到这样子的一个世代
who would seek the face of the God of Jacob.
会，那我也会寻找雅各之神的面的。
I believe the Lord would give such a generation all that they need and super abundance, but if their heart is to seek His face first,
那我相信神会给这样子的一个世代他们所有所需的，而且超过他们所求所想的。
Surely,
如果他们寻求神的话
，Surely the Messiah will come back soon.
那么弥赛亚马上就要回来。
I pray this generation is here.This afternoon.
那我盼望我们在这里的就是这样子的人。
Now we ended last night just by saying that there is only one heavenly vision.
那昨天晚上我们结束的时候，我们说一个天上的意象是单一的、独一的。
But it has several outworkings.
但是它怎么样子显明、怎么样子成就，有很多不同的方向。
So in order to understand it to some degree, I've broken my messages up into three sections.
那为了这个缘故，所以我把我的信息分成三个大段。
The heavenly vision, seeing His end.
所以第一个是天上的意象，是能够看见他的终极目的。
And then the heavenly vision, hearing His call.
然后是天上的意象，能够听见他的呼召。
Then seeing the heavenly vision, knowing His way.
那最后是天上的意象，是认识他的道路。
These things we will briefly talk about over the next three times.
所以在接下来这三次里面，我们会稍微的讲一下这些事。
Now I want to talk about this vision and God's end.
那我现在要讲关于这个意象跟神的目的旨意。
But I'm hesitant.
但我又有点犹豫。
Because even as I mentioned last night, there are some Christians who are gospel hardened.I think there are some Christians who are vision hardened.
因为昨天晚上我提到了，那么有些人，有些基督徒听福音听太多了，对福音已经没有反应。那我怕我们当中也有对异象听太多了，对异象也没有反应。
Boy, that was long.
Yeah, you speak better.
and so some people are tired of hearing about vision and God's eternal purpose.
所以有些人啊，听到主的意象，听到主永远的旨意，听都听累了。
And as soon as I mention these words, heavenly vision, God's eternal purpose,
只要一提到这些字，是天上的意象，神永远的旨意。
Those who have heard these phrases over and over again,
那些听到这些词不断的被讲的人
，the words are so familiar,
太熟悉了这些字。
They understand what these things mean.
他马上就知道这些什么意思。
It's become common knowledge.
那变成一般普通的知识。
They could stand up here and talk about what these things mean.
甚至他们可以站起来在众人面前讲这些事情什么意思。
But it's possible to have a knowledge of these things, but not the reality of them.
但很可能我们是有这样子的知识，但并没有这样子的实际。
When I say God's eternal purpose,
当我讲到神永远的旨意的时候
like a reflex reaction,
那好像一个制约的反应
You say, oh, I know, that's Christ and His church.
那马上就讲到说对我知道就是耶稣跟他教会
Or that's the bride.
那就是新妇
It's the new Jerusalem.
那是新耶路撒冷
Or some other thing.
或是其他的东西
It's Christ preeminent.
那是基督的 高超
You see, we know all these things.
所以我们都知道这一些事情
Do we know all these things?
但我们真的都知道吗
Or is it a reality to us?
它到底对我们来讲是不是非常的真实呢
Now, what do I mean by reality?
那我什么我讲真实是讲什么东西
If we hear this topic and it doesn't touch us personally, then I wonder if we really have seen it.
因为当我们听到了这些词，但我们对我们自己内心的深处没有什么样子被摸到的话
you know,
那我怀疑我们是不是真的知道
This heavenly vision God's eternal purpose can seem very remote and unrelated to our job, our family, our school
因为这天上的意象这永远的旨意听起来好像非常的遥远好像跟我们的工作跟我们的家庭没有什么关系
But when we look at the Apostle Paul, who used this phrase, the heavenly vision,
但当我们看见使徒保罗用这一个词“天上的意象”的时候
，maybe we could just look at 2 Timothy in chapter 4.
我们再看一下提摩太后书第四章。
We know that this particular letter may have been the last things he spoke before he was martyred.
那我们晓得这一封书信可能是保罗在殉道以前所写的最后一封信。
He says in verse 6 and 7,
他在第六节、第七节这样讲。
I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
我现在被浇奠。我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
We just think about all that Paul has been through.
那我们想想保罗所经过的一切事。
Times he was stoned, times he was in prison.
他被石头击打的时候，他在坐监的时候。
He fought as he was persecuted by unbelievers.
他怎么样子被那些不信主的人逼迫
He was chased by Jews.
他被犹大人追赶
He was persecuted by fellow Christians.
他甚至被同作基督徒的逼迫
He'd been through so many fights.
他经过这么多的征战
He's fought the devil.
他甚至跟那个魔鬼都打过仗
He fought against the flesh.
他也跟他自己的血气来征战跟这个世界征战
And yet he could say, I have fought the good fight.
但他这里说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He's run a race and had to jump over many obstacles.
他在他的 跑的路上他必须跳过许许多多的阻碍。
The thorn in his flesh.
他肉体里面的刺。
Many difficult.
非常多的困难。
But he says, I have run the race.
但他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
He spent a number of years in prison for the faith.
因着信心的缘故，他坐监了几年。
He struggled with doubt and discouragement.
他需要为在怀疑在灰心里面挣扎。
But he could say, I've kept the faith.
但他可以说，我所信的道已经守住。
How did he do these things, sister?
所以弟兄姐妹们，他怎么样的能够做这样的事呢
？It was under the grace of that heavenly vision that he was kept through all these trials.
那正是在他经历这一切的 挑战这一切的困难的时候，那天上的异象所带来的恩典保守了他。
You remember in the first chapter of this letter,
所以你记得在提摩太后书的第一章
in verse 12, he says, "For this reason I suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed."
他说为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。
For I know whom I believe.
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
And I am persuaded that he will keep what I have entrusted unto him.
也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
Paul was so confident that the Lord would keep that which he has done.
所以保罗深深地相信主能够保全他所交付主的。
And that the Lord kept him in faith and kept him running the race.
所以主就保守他，使他能够在信心里面奔走这条道路。
Now Paul has an amazing life full of persecutions and difficulties.
所以保罗的一生是非常的传奇啊，充满了逼迫，充满了苦难。
But I think today in these last days, our fight, our wrestling is also very difficult.
但我相信在这个末后时代，我们的征战，我们的摔跤也是非常的激烈。
Once again, I make this little comment.
那我把这个讲起来好像很平常。
No matter where you live, there is a pervasive spirit that is over this place that you live.
不论你住在哪里，那里都有一种充满的灵。
And it has a certain effect upon you.
那这个灵呢，对你都有一些影响。
Whether this spirit is of darkness or lust or greed or whatever it might be.
那无论是黑暗，无论是迷失，无论是伤痛
，it affects everybody.
它对所有的人都会有影响。
It goes right through into your skin.
那会渗透到你的身体里面。
It has to be fought off all the time.
那是经常要在那里征战能够胜过的。
And that's why I'm saying in the church, there is this pervasive spirit of Laodicea.
所以我说在教会里面有这样子充满渗透无孔不入的老底家的精神。
Oh, this which we're doing is good enough.
我们这样子做已经非常好了。
We are rich.
我们已经富足了。
We're increased with goods.
那我们有多多的丰富。
We have need of nothing.
我们什么都不需要。
And actually we're being...Put to sleep.
其实我们已经在沉睡当中。
And the church is dying.
教会正在死亡。
But we have to fight to be awakened to what time it really is.
那我们必须要征战，在那里挣扎，才能够醒过来，知道所处的情况。
Paul exhorts Christians on a number of occasions to wake up, rise from the dead, claim your inheritance in Christ.
所以保罗在许多处要鼓励基督徒们，你们现在是睡醒的时候，要起来的时候，要抓住应许的时候。
And so our wrestling as the church is a great wrestling in these last days.
所以我们的征战，教会的征战，在这个末后的世代都是激烈的。
May the Lord give us that grace that comes through His heavenly vision.
那愿主也赐给我们同样这从天上异象所带来的恩典。
Now let's try to just define this end a little bit.
我们先来稍微定义一下这个终极这个目的是什么。
What is this end?
那这个终极目的是什么？
When somebody sees the heavenly vision of their enthroned Lord,
当人看见了天上的异象里面主的宝座的时候，
There's actually two things that they see.
其实他们看到的是两件事。
Although one comes out of the other.
当然这两件事是相关的。
The heavenly vision is a vision of none other than the Lord himself.
第一个这天上的异象所看见的就是主自己。
This is what changes our life.
那么这个改变了我们的生命。
The first thing we notice is the Lord on his throne.
我们第一件事所注意到的就是主坐在宝座上。
But out of his lordship,
但是从神的权柄里面
we begin to see something.
那我们就看到一些事情。
We might say, we see Christ, and out of Christ we see his church.
我们可以这样讲说我们看到了基督，然后从基督的身上我们看到了教会。
As we look at our various men through the Bible,
我们看圣经里面所谈到各样的人物。
We see that when they saw heavenly vision,
我们看到当他看到了天，这些人看到天上的异象以后，
they saw something of the end and purpose of the Lord.
他们就看到主这个意象背后所要达成的目的是什么。
I'll give you a few examples.
我给大家一点例子。
Noah had a vision of the God the Judge.
诺亚看到一个审判的主。
But when he saw that vision,
但他看到的时候
he also saw God's end in the ark.
他也看到神要借着神的目的是要借着方舟来拯救。
And he understood what his life was about. It was to build this ark for 120 years.
所以他就知道他自己人生的目的就是要花120年的时间建这个方舟。
Oh, people laughed at him.
那许多人嘲笑他。
Building this huge boat on dry land.
那在一个干地建这么大的一个船。
But he had seen his God and seen his end.
他看到了神，也看到了神要他所做的目的。
You remember how Abraham, it says, saw the Lord of glory.
那我们又记得像亚伯拉罕见到了荣耀的主。
But he also saw out of the Lord of glory his inheritance.
他又从那荣耀的主那里见到了他所要得的基业。
Moses up on the mountain.
摩西在山上。
He saw the glory of God.
他看到了神的荣耀。
And he also saw the tabernacle.
他也看到了会幕。
David saw the Lord.
大卫看到了主。
And out of his seeing of the Lord,
但他看从这个看到了主的事情上
he saw the city of Zion.
他又看到了锡安山上的城。
Zechariah,
撒迦利亚
he saw the Lord.
看到了主。
And as he saw the Lord, he understood the end of the building of the temple.
他看到了主，也知道这个意象达到的目的是的结果是要建造殿。
John the Apostle,
那使徒保罗
he saw the Lord high and lifted up.
他看到主高坐在宝座上。
And out of that vision,
但从这个意象里面
he saw the Lord's end.
他也看到了主借这个意象所要成就的事。
And the New Jerusalem,
就是新耶路撒冷。
And so you see, when we see such a heavenly vision of Christ,
所以我们可以知道，当我们看到基督耶稣这天上的意象的时候
we also begin to see our destiny.
我们也可以看到我们自己人生的目的。
This is the end of the Lord.
因为这是主所赐的。
Now let's break this down even more.
让我们再来细看一下。
First,
第一
the end of the Lord means,
什么叫做神的终极的目的呢？
As we see the Lord,
当我们看到主的时候
We understand the reason that God is doing what He's doing.
我们就明白神为什么要做神所做的。
Now there's many Christians who are running around saying, "I don't know what is God doing. I don't know. It seems so difficult."
那很多基督徒在跑来跑去，在那说，哎呀，我不知道神在干什么，看起来神很困难明白神的意思。
But when they see the Lord, they understand what He's doing.
但是当他们看到主的时候，他们知道主要做什么。
Now we read the famous portion in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们刚刚读到以弗所书里面这个著名的经节。
God has made known to us the mystery of His will.
神让我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Now this is something comprehensive, vast, panoramic.
那这个东西啊是卓越广大广角的。
Right now, in our midst, the Lord is summing up all things in Christ.
现在就在我们的当中，神要将万有归在主耶稣基督里面。
And everything that's taking place in our lives, good or bad, has to do with this heading up in Christ.
那么我们一生当中，无论是好，无论是坏，我们所有人所有的一生，都跟这一件事要万有在基督里面同归于一有关。
Now I'll ask you a quiz question.
那我们在这里来考一下。
If John 3:16 is the Christian's favorite verse,
如果约翰福音三章十六节是基督徒最喜欢的经节
then what's the Christian's second favorite verse?
那基督徒第二喜欢的经节是什么
You see, you knew it immediately.
那你马上就知道
Romans 8:28.
罗马书八章二十八节
Oh, how people love this verse.
那大家都非常的喜欢这个经节
People today, even in the secular world, they've stolen this verse from us.
甚至这个世俗的人呢，当今的世代也把这一个经节从我们当中偷走。
The world translates it, it's all good, it's all good.
那这个世界的翻译就说什么都很好，什么都很好。
But what it says is God works all things together for the good.
但圣经上是怎么说的呢？是神使万事互相效力。
To those who love Him.
叫爱神的人。
And are called according to His purpose.
就是那些照他旨意所招的人。
As we are called into His purpose.
因为我们是蒙召进入了他的旨意。
Every aspect of our life.
我们人生里面每一个角度每一个方向。
Is conforming us to the image of Christ.
是要叫我们能够磨成基督的样式。
Oh, what a magnificent wise process this is.
所以这是何等奇妙、何等智慧的过程。
Only the Lord could do such a great, wonderful thing.
只有主耶稣基督能够成就这样的一个伟大、奇妙的事。
This end,
这一个目的
is the reason you're alive here in the United States in New Jersey.
是为
or Pennsylvania right now, I guess.
为什么你这一个人这个生命现在在美国在纽泽西其实我们现在当然现在是在宾州
Forget for just a moment all the smaller things you're going through.
那先不要管我们这个现在所经历的人生经历的这些小事
You have an end.
我们是有一个伟大的目的
A reason.
一个存在的原因
You understand things.
然后我们能够明白的
Because you have seen this wonderful end.
因为你们已经见到了这个奇妙的目的。
Paul says this end was a mystery.
保罗说这是一个奥秘。
Down through the ages.
那在历世历代里面是隐藏的。
Until Christ came, was crucified, raised again, and ascended at the throne of the Father, all this mystery has now been unfolded.
但是只是等到主耶稣基督降世钉死在十字架上三日后复活升到父的那里，那这些奥秘就开始显明出来。
So if we are to say that we see a heavenly vision,
所以我们说我们见到了这天上的异象。
If we say that we see God's eternal purpose,
我们说我们见到了神永远的旨意。
If we say we understand His end,
我们说我们了解他旨意的目的。
Then we see how it's working in our own lives.
那我们就可以知道在我们自己的生活生命里面这个是怎么样子发挥行动的
This is not some high knowledge that doesn't affect us
这并不是一个是非常深奥的知识跟我们没关系
Because the Lord is working His purpose out in our lives whether we see it or not
因为不论我们知道或者不知道神总是在我们的生命里面工作成就他的目的
A second matter of this heavenly visionWhere we see our end.
那么关于我这个天上的意象，关于这个幕后的旨意，我们所要讲的第二件事
is that when we see a real heavenly vision of Christ, we see the end of ourselves.
就是当我们看见了这天上的旨意的时候，我们看到了我们自己的终局。
Everyone who has seen the Lord in such a magnificent way has been undone.
因为每一个见到神这样的荣耀的人都完全被破碎
His heavenly vision has it with it, the cross.
因为这天上的意象带着十字架
And when this vision comes to us, it's a divine veto on everything in our life.
当这一个意象临到我们的时候它对于我们这 一生以前的事是一个否定
No matter how good we think we are,
无论我们觉得我们自己多好
No matter what we're doing,
无论我们在做什么样子的事情
no matter what ministry we have,
无论我们的侍奉有怎么样子的做法
how we're serving the Lord,
我们怎么样子的在服侍
how we're involved in the church,
我们怎么样在教会里面生活
when you see a vision of the vastness of Christ,
当我们见到这广大辽阔的基督这天上的意象的时候
all that you have seen before becomes rubbish.
那我们以前所有看到的一切事情不过如同粪土
That's what Paul said.
这是保罗所说的。
All that I was before has now been brought to nothing.
我以前所追求的一切如今都成为虚空。
And why is this?
为什么呢?
It's because it's a collision of two visions.
因为这是两个意象的冲突冲击。
Our personal vision has collided with the heavenly vision.
因为我们个人的意象与天上的意象冲突。
Not everybody here in this place has an earthly vision.
因为每一个坐在这里的人都对自己在地上有一个意象。
Well, that sounds maybe a little over your head, so let me say this. Everybody in this place has dreams.
或者让我换个说法。 我们在这里的每一个人在地上都有他的梦想。
What you're going to do for the rest of your life?
你这以后的一辈子你要做些什么事。
Your plans for school.
对学校的计划。
Who you're going to marry?
你要怎么样的跟谁结婚。
I know some single Christians, they have a list this long of the one they're going to marry.
我知道有些单身的基督徒, 他们有这么长的一个条件的单子, 怎么样子的人他要结婚的。
Is our plan.
那有的有计划,
One day, when I make $1 million, I'm going to give the Lord a lot of money.
那么有一天我赚到了100万的时候, 我要给主很多的钱。
Oh, we have all kinds of wonderful plans.
那我们都有很多很奇妙的计划。
But when we see in an open heaven the heavenly vision of Christ,
但是当我们看到天打开了, 看到了天上的意象, 看到基督以后,
all of these dreams, economic, political, domestic, fall to the dust.
这一切的意向，无论是经济上的，无论是政治的，无论是我们自己生活的，完全就破碎了。
Now you have personal ambitions.
那我们都有个人的野心。
Now maybe that's a good word, huh?
那也许这个比较容易懂。
Forget vision. You have no vision. You have dreams, ambitions.
那我们不要讲意向了，但我们有梦想，我们有野心。
If you have no ambition, then you're a loser.
如果你连这个野心都没有的话，那你一辈子真是失败到底。
Everybody's got ambition.
因为每一个人都有想做一些事的野心。
And because we have fallen into sin.
但是因为我们在罪的里面，
our ambitions are tainted by sin.
所以连我们自己的可想野心也是充满了罪。
Even the good that we would do.
甚至我们所要行的善 都包括了我们自私的动机。
I had a very personal experience of this.
那我有一个非常个人的经验。
My father became a Christian quite late in his life.
那我的父亲是在他年纪很大的时候才成为基督徒。
He was in his 50s.
他那时已经50几岁。
He was a psychiatrist.
那他是个心理学家。
Now he was helping people.
那他在帮助很多人。
But he got saved.
那他得救了。
And I remember him calling me on the phone one night.
那我记得有一天晚上他打电话给我。
As a new Christian, maybe he was half a year old in the Lord.
那个时候他不过是一个刚信主的基督徒, 大概信主4年多的吧。
Then he said, Dana, I'm thinking of leaving my practice of psychiatry.
他跟我说, Dana, 我现在想离开我这个心理学的这个专业。
I said, why?
那我就说为什么呢?
He says, because all of my good works are as filthy rags.
因为他就说,因为我所行的一切的善,那不过是破烂的外衣。
And all of my helping of mankind was for my own self.
但是呢,我所帮助人的这一切事情,其实都是为了我自己。
Now if the Lord doesn't want me to be a psychiatrist for His will to be done, I don't want to do it.
如果主不是要我做一个心理学家，使他的旨意成全的话，那我就不要做。Now,
how many of you know that's a difficult thing to face?
那你们当中不晓得有多少人知道这样子的决定是多困难。But
my father had seen something more valuable than his profession.
但是我的父亲看到了一个比他自己的职业更伟大的意向。Everybody
has ambition.
因为每一个人心中都有可想，都有野心。Adam
had ambition.
亚当也有他的野心。Oh,
I can be like God if I just eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我如果能够吃这个分别善恶树上的果实，我可以像神一样。Nimrod
had ambition.
Nimrod.
You know Nimrod?
尼禄，尼禄也有他的野心。Yeah,
he was a rebel.
他是一个有反抗性的人。
And he built the Tower of Babel.
他建造了巴别塔。
Trying to climb up to God.
想爬到神的位置。
Nebuchadnezzar had ambition.
尼布甲尼撒有他的野心。
Daniel interpreted the dream.
但尼里为他解梦。
And he said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are the golden head upon this statue of kingdom.
他对尼布甲尼撒王讲，在这个国度的意象，这个金像里面，你是那个金的头。
But Nebuchadnezzar wasn't satisfied being golden head. He wanted to be whole gold statue. So he built a whole gold statue. That's him.
但是尼布甲尼撒王光做一个头是金的，他还不够，他要整个身体都是他，都是金子，所以他就建了一个整个的金像。
But when we see the Lord,
但是当我们看到主的时候
，What can we say?
那我们到底看到什么？
In Romans chapter 11, verse 36,
罗马书第十一章二十四节
a simple phrase Paul uses,
保罗用了一个很简单的一句话
when he refers to the Lord Jesus,
他讲到主耶稣的时候
for from him and through him and to him are all things, to God be the glory.
他说万有是本于他，倚靠他，出于他，是荣耀归给神。
What are we in compared to such a Lord?
那我们跟这样子的主比较起来的时候是什么？
Our seeing a heavenly vision of the greatness of our Lord.
当我们看到这天上的异象，主的荣耀伟大。
Absolutely brings the cross upon our selfish ambitions.
这样子就将十架带到我们自己的自私自利里面。
A third way that seeing a heavenly vision reveals his end.
那么第三个看见这天上的异象，说明神的终极的目的的方法
，is that we see in Him that His end is already a fact。
那我们看到了，在他的里面，这一个目的是已经是成就的事实。
Now, I started off as a pastor of some churches.
那我刚开始服侍的时候是在教会里面做做牧者。
Now I had a dream.
我那时候有我自己的梦想。
One day I would pastor a perfect church.
那就有一天我要能够牧养一个完美的教会。
Now you can see already how foolish my dreams were.
所以马上就可以知道我这样子的梦想是何等的无知。
But I believed one day I would see the brothers and sisters in unity of the Spirit.
但我相信有一天我可以看到弟兄姐妹里面在圣灵里面完全的合一
loving one another,
彼此的相爱
full of the power of the Holy Spirit,
充满了圣灵的能力
holy brethren,
是圣洁的弟兄
one day I thought, well Lord, one day this will happen.
那我这么说主啊有一天这件事情我能够见到
now here's the mystery.
但这个就是这个奥秘
now I was a pastor several years, had no heavenly vision.
那我已经做牧者已经几年了，但没有天上的异象。
But one day by God's mercy, He opened up the heaven.
但有一天靠主的恩典，他把天打开。
And I saw the glorious Christ.
那我看到了荣耀的主。
But what I also saw,
那我同样看到的
is that the church is one, is holy, is beautiful. It's a fact in eternity.
那我看到的是教会已经是合一的。已经是美丽的，已经是在永世里成全的。
Now, if you are in the body of Christ and you see its heavenly reality, it's a great encouragement as you live out the day by day.
所以，如果我们在这个天上的异象里面看到这个属天的实际的时候，对我们每日每日的生活是何等大的鼓励。
But do you see what I'm saying?
你能够知道我讲什么吗
？When you see heavenly vision, you see that the end is done.
当我们看到天上的异象的时候，我们所看到的是神的终极的目的已经成就了。
It's amazing.
非常的奇妙。
You know how you and I perhaps, when you were a child, you thought to yourself, you know, one day I'm going to be saved.
那也我不晓得这你小的时候也许。有这样子想过说当你是孩子儿童的时候那么有一天你会得救
You know, one day I'm going to confess my sins.
那有一天我会认我的罪
I'm going to be baptized.
我会受洗
I'm going to be saved.
我要得救
But what happened when you saw the Lord?
但当你看到主的时候
What happened?
发生什么事
You saw you were already saved.
然后你就发现你原来已经得救了
Well, you were going to do some things to get saved.
那你本来以为你要做些事情才能得救
One day I'm going to get saved.
所以有一天我要得救的
But when you saw the Lord on the cross,
但是当你看到十架上的主的时候
It's too late to do something.
你已经什么都不能做了
You are saved.
你已经得救了
Now declare it.
所以现在你只要宣告
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
He finished my salvation.
他已经成全了我的救恩，已经成就了。
You see what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗？
Before you were a Christian, you think one day.
在还没做基督徒的时候，你在想说有一天。
Now we're in the church today.
那现在我们在教会里面。
This comes out of God's heavenly vision.
这是从神天上的意象所下来的。
We say, oh no no, one day the church will be holy. One day the church will be one.
所以我们会说、哦、有一天教会会成为圣洁的，有一天教会会成为合一的。
When you see heavenly vision,
但是当我们看见天上的异象的时候，
you see the beauty of the church,
然后你就看到教会的荣美。
Now you can minister because you're ministering out of vision of what the Lord has done in the heavenlies.
现在我们就可以开始侍奉了。因为这个侍奉是出于看见、主天上的意象里面所显明神已经成就的事情。
You understand?
明白了吗？
Just like Moses could build the tabernacle because of the pattern he saw upon the mountain.
就好像摩西能够建造会幕是因为他在山上看见了那属天的样子。
So you and I can build the church when we see its completed New Jerusalem.
所以你跟我们就可以一同来建造教会，如果我们已经看见神所建造的那个耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
It's already done.
已经成全了。
So when Zechariah saw the lampstand,
所以当撒加利亚看到金灯台的时候，
and he heard the word of the Lord,
他听到主的声音，
not by might nor by power, but by my spirit,
他说不是靠根据才能，不是靠根据能力，乃是靠我的灵方能成事。
And then he heard the Lord say,
然后他听到主这样说，
Zerubbabel laid the foundation,
所罗巴伯立了根基，
and Zerubbabel will complete the building.
那所罗巴伯就会建造成全，
and everybody will say grace, grace to it.
那每个人都会说这是神的恩典。
Now there's Zechariah.
所以这是撒加利亚。
He's standing on a foundation.
他站在这个根基上。
No, the temple has not been built.
在这个时候，圣殿还没重建。
He sees the vision of God.
但他看到了神的意象。
He sees the lampstands already in the temple.
他看到了这个圣殿里面已经有了金灯台。
And he sees Zerubbabel has completed it.
他看见了所罗巴伯所成就建完全的圣殿。
And he prophesied it, and the people began to build.
他看见了，他就预言了，然后百姓听到了，就开始建造。
This is an important reason, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常重要的原因。
Why we don't get discouraged and lose heart?
为什么我们不会气馁，我们不会放弃？
Only the Lord can bring things to His end.
因为唯有主能够将万事带到成全他的目的。
And the Lord will bring things to His end.
而且主一定足能成就他自己的目的。
And so if the things about us discourage us when we see so much that seems so small,
所以当我们看到许多事情这么样子的渺小，这么样子的叫人丧气的时候，
we remember what the truth is.
那我们要明白这个真理。
What the eternal fact is.
这个在永世里的实际是什么？
Because we have seen the end of the Lord.
这样子我们就看到神的主的终极目的。
Let's think about Abraham as an example of this.
让我们想想看亚伯拉罕做我们一个例子。
Now here's a man who saw the glory, the Lord of glory.
所以这是一个看见主的荣耀的人。
And、the Lord told him to leave Babylon and go to a land that I would show.
所以叫他离开巴比伦，往我所指示你的地方去。
Now when he saw this vision,
所以他看到这个异象的时候，
all his own life was over.
他自己本身的生活就结束了。
His house,
他的房子，
his job,
工作，
all his family, his culture,
他的家庭所有的文化背景，
all his connections,
他自己所有的人际关系，
over.
全部都没了。
He had to start out a whole new life.
要重新开始一个全新的生活。
God's divine veto on Abraham.
因为神的神圣的命令就否定了亚伯拉罕所有的一切。
You know, my wife and I are getting a little older, you know.
你知道我跟我太太年纪都大了。
So we used to have up on our doorway a cartoon. It had a picture of Abraham and Sarah in the cartoon.
在以前的时候，在我们家的门上面有一个漫画，是亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的漫画。
And up above is God is saying to them, "Go out."
那在上面上呢写的字就是去。
And underneath it says.So much for the golden years.
那然后下面所写的，那这就是黄金的少年了。
golden years means, you know, you retire, you sit back, you watch baseball or television.
所以这叫做我们黄金岁月。因为我们一般人讲到黄金岁月是讲你退休了，你休息了，你在家看看棒球。
But Abraham was told as an old man to go out. Your life is just beginning.
所以亚伯拉罕在年老的时候，就神就把他抓出来呢，告诉他说你的新生命才开始。
Now immediately he went out.
然后他马上就离开了。
Now as he went and obeyed this heavenly vision, he began to see more of God's end.
当他顺命出去的，顺从这个天上的意象出去了以后，他就越多的能够知道神召他出去的目的。
So in Genesis 15.
所以创世纪第十五章
God says you will have a great possession of an inheritance.
神对他说你会有承受大产业。
Abraham says, but how can this be? I have no children.
但亚伯拉罕说 这是怎么样能够成就呢？我没有子孙。
Children, God said.
神说你论子孙。
Look up in the sky.
你往天看。
Count the stars.
你如果能够数算过星辰。
How many children you're going to have?
你的子孙会多如天上的星。
Abraham believed the end.
亚伯拉罕就信神。
It says Abraham believed that it was counted to him for righteousness.
圣经说亚伯拉罕信神，神就算他为义。
If God says I will have this many children, I believe.
如果神说你会有这么多的子孙，我就相信。
He saw it as a fact.
因为亚伯拉罕看这个就如同已成的事实。
Now he made some mistakes in getting there.
那当然，他要达到这个目的，亚伯拉罕犯了不少错误。
But in the end, he saw.
但在
it was done.
但在末了的时候，他实在是能够掌握住神所已经成就的事情。
Now in that same chapter, God makes a covenant with Abraham.
在同一章里面，神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And as God made this covenant, God spoke to him.
神与亚伯拉罕立约，神对他说
Now he says, I'm giving you a land.
他说我要将这地赐给你
This land of the Canaanites and the Hivites.
那这迦南迦南地在迦南人所居之地我要赐给你
But you're not ready for it.
但你还没有还不能够得这地为业
And your children will go through years of persecution.
你的子孙会经过多年的压迫
But you shall inherit.
但你必会承受这地
And you see, he began to see the end.Of not only himself but his people.
所以在这个时候，你注意到亚伯拉罕他能够看见他自己的终局，他能够看见他子孙的终局。
Now in the book of Hebrews it says,
在希伯来书里面这样讲
that Abraham was traveling from place to place.
那他在他亚伯拉罕在从这地行到那地。
And all the life that was going on, raising sheep and cattle and dealing with his family.Were secondary to his heavenly vision.
他在一生里面所做的事，在那里养牛、养羊，在养家，在到处牧羊，这些都跟他这个天上的意象是相比是次要的事。
Now why did he travel from place to place?
那他为什么要在各地行走
？What does it say?
这说明什么
？He was looking for a city.
说明他还在寻找一个城。
Its architect and builder is God.
因为那个设计城建造这城的乃是神
He saw a heavenly vision.
因为他看到了这天上的意象
And he walked to find it.
那他就在寻找这天上的意象的成就的地方
Even we hear that when Abraham was called to offer up his son Isaac.
甚至当我们读到当亚伯拉罕将他的儿子以撒献上的时候
He saw that in terms of God's end.
当他献上的时候，其实他是看到了神要这事的结局如何。
You look in Hebrews chapter 11.
你看一下希伯来书的第十一章。
It has this wonderful word in verse 19.
第十一章的第十九节有着非常奇妙的一句话。
Abraham considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
So if God told him to offer up his son,
所以神叫他将自己的孩子献上。
Abraham saw the end.
但亚伯拉罕是看到了这事的结局。
He realized because his end was an inheritance, God would have to raise Isaac back up.
因为他的结局是要能够承受这个产业，那么所以以撒必然能够从死里复活。
When we see a heavenly vision, we see the end.
所以当我们看见这个天上的意象的时候，我们看到了神要所成全的结局。
And so out of that, I bring the last dimension we see of the end.
所以从这里我要讲到关于能够看到这神的目的结局的最后一件事情。
Seeing the end of the Lord in heavenly vision.
我们能够看到天上意象主所定规的结局。
Means that we come into a prophetic understanding of all that is going around about us.
表明我们能够对我们周围所发生的一各样的事情有一个先知性的一个看见。
As we live in these last days, many things are happening that seem just completely crazy.
在这个末后的时代，在我们周围发生很多事情，看起来好像是发了疯一样，完全没有规章。
But God's people are given prophetic understanding as to the reasons these things are going on.
那但是呢，神的百姓能够得到这个先知性的明白，能够了解为什么这些事情发生。
Because we know the end.Of what the Lord is desiring in His heart.
因为我们知道神心中所定规的目的跟结局是什么。
And so it says of Moses.
所以摩西这样说。
He had a prophetic insight.
那他的里面有先知的灵。
It says in Psalm 103.
在诗篇103篇这样讲。
The children of Israel saw the acts of God, but Moses saw the ways of God.
所以以色列的百姓看见神的作为，但摩西看见神的道路。
You remember the prophet Habakkuk.
我们记得哈巴谷。
He was told to stand on the rampart and wait for the vision. That vision would come.
所以叫神叫他在那里等候，因为必有异象临到。
Everybody in Judah was confused by the fact that the Babylonians were coming in waves and taking over the land.
因为所有犹太人都已经非常的惊慌，非常的混乱，因为巴比伦人一波一波的来攻打犹大。
And Habakkuk was confused as well.
所以先知哈巴谷也是非常的混，自己也不清楚。
But he said, "I will go on the rampart and wait for the vision to come."
但是他会说，我照神的吩咐，我会去，我在那里等候神的异象。
When the vision came, what happened?
所以当异象来的时候怎么样呢？
He understood immediately that God.Was dealing with his children.
他马上就明白，原来这些事是神在那里管教他的百姓。
God would bring his children into captivity if that's what it takes to perfect and purify them from idols.
因为神必须要将他们掳去，分散在各国，好叫他们能够被洁净。
Daniel was faithful to God.
那但以理是对神忠心。
The whole last half of Daniel is God opening up the heavens.And letting Daniel see what would happen in the end of day.
但以理书的下半卷基本上就是神将天上打开，将末后的事指明给但以理看。
And as Daniel saw empire raised up after empire.
所以但以理看见了帝国兴起，帝国衰退。
He had prophetic understanding.
他就有一个先知性的了解。
Because he saw that the final empire was the kingdom of God.
因为他看到了最后的王国就是神的国。
Which would destroy all the other empires.
会将其他所有地上的国灭掉。
How can you serve when you're a captive in Babylon?
你在被掳在巴比伦时，你要怎么样子的侍奉神？
Only when you see with vision the heavens rule.
唯有你能够看见这个异象，原来神在天上的宝座掌管地上。
And finally, Peter.
那最后我们再看彼得。
He said, "Beloved."
他说，亲爱的弟兄们。
The end is near.
那我们知道万物的结局已经近了。
Now he'd been talking about Christians being persecuted for their faith.
他这里讲到了基督徒因着信心的缘故受逼迫。
In going through the fires of refinement.
那经过了火炼。
But he says, "Brethren, the end is near."
但他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们知道万物的结局已经近了。
Don't be surprised by difficulties, persecutions, those who would falsely accuse you.
那不要因为这些逼迫，因为这些控告而觉得稀奇。
How could Peter say that?
那彼得怎么样子能够说这样子的话呢？
The Christians were being shaken.
因为这当时的基督徒心中已经摇动了。
But Peter had peace.
但是彼得却能够有平安。
How could this be?
为什么?
We find in his second letter.
我们就看到在彼得后书里面讲的。
It's when he saw his Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration.
因为他曾经在变相山上见过他的主。
And he saw the glory of Jesus.
他看见过耶稣的荣耀。
That's when he realized.
在那个当头他就明白
All that is prophesied will be fulfilled.
那一切所预言的事都必要成就。
And he was waiting for the day star to appear.
所以他在那里等候那个晨星要出现。
That his own Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, would return.
因为他自己的主耶稣基督将要回来。
Now here is the simple conclusion.
所以在这里我们有一个很简单的结论。
In order to serve the Lord, and cooperate with his great vision.
我们要能够服侍主，要能够与他天上的意象一同来服侍。
We need a heavenly vision.
我们必须要能够看见这天上的意象。
If we're just doing things down here, whether building the church or ministering faithfully out of our own understanding, it will not meet the standard of God.
如果我们在地上只是在这里建造教会，只是在这里按着我们自己的目的忠心的去服侍，我们所建造的没有办法达到神的要求。
As soon as you see the glory of the Lord,
只要你一看见荣耀的主
，you can see the reality of the end.
然后你就能够看见神所定规的结局，它的真实。
I know that most of you know who our dear brother Stephen Kang is.
我知道你们大部分人都知道，我们江守道弟兄是谁。
He's now 100 years old.
他现在已经100岁了。
I remember about 30 years ago, I was with him in a conference.
我记得大概30年前的时候，我跟他在一个特会里面见面。
And I thought what he was speaking was a voice from heaven.
我那时觉得当他说话的时候好像从天上有声音传出来。
But the people did not seem to be responding or understanding.
但是那些听的人好像不能没有什么回应好像也不明白。
So one day I was eating with my brother.
所以有一天当我跟我的弟兄一起吃饭的时候。
I say, brother, you preached the word, it's so wonderful, but these people don't seem like they're responding. They don't understand.
他说：“弟兄啊，你所讲的倒是何等的何等的美好，但是我看了这些听的人的反应，看他们好像没有什么回应，他们好像不明白。”
And of course, our brother had seen that.
啊，当然我们的弟兄也看到了。
What do you think he did?
那你觉得他怎么讲
？He chuckled.
他就笑了。
You know what chuckle is?
你们知道笑什么意思？他就哈哈哈哈。
He said, "Only the Lord."Can show his people these things.
他说啊，只有主能够将这些事指明给他的百姓看。
If it's up to us, we're done.
他如果说要靠我们的话，那我们已经完了。
If God doesn't speak to his people,
如果神不跟他的百姓讲话
，What else can we do?
我们还能做什么
？And I saw that, you know, he believes that Jesus is going to have a bride.
那我可以看得出来，他相信耶稣会得到那个心腹。
And in the end, he was resting in that.
那么他因为这样子，他在这世上得到安息。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，There's so much going on about us which could discourage us and distract us.
在我们周围有发生许许多多的事，可以叫我们分心，可以叫我们灰心。
We are indeed being called to fight the good fight.
我们实在是蒙召要打那美好的仗。
But when you see that the victory's already been won,
但如果我们能够看见那个胜利是已经成功得到的，
then we can fight from that victory and not to it.
所以我们是从这个得胜为我们战斗的根由，而不是我们战斗为了要得胜。
May the Lord help us to be faithful.
让主帮助我们，让我们能够忠心。
Oh Lord, your ways are so much higher than our ways.
主啊，你的道路高过我们的道路。
But when we see you,
当我们看见你的时候
，we see our end.
我们看到我们自己的结局。
How wonderful this is!
何等的奇妙
！Oh, you're bringing many sons to glory.
你要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
It's done.
这已经成就了。
In eternity, the church is the new Jerusalem.
在永世里，教会是那新耶路撒冷。
It's done.
已经成就了。
Lord, forgive us when we fret and we strive here upon this earth.
主啊，赦免我们，我们在地上有激动，我们在地上有拼命。
When we feel so incomplete, so unfulfilled.
我们是觉得这么样子的不足，这么样子的缺少。
One moment of seeing the greatness of Jesus Christ.
但只要我们一偏见那基督的伟大
makes all our small problems fall to the dust.
让我们这一切所有经过的小小的问题都掉到灰尘里。
Oh Lord, grant that we might live under heavenly vision.
主啊，真是帮助我们，赐我们这样子的恩典，让我们能够活在这天上的意象下。
Master us.
愿这意象能够掌管我们。
Until we see your end.Your call, your way.
只等到我们能够看到你所定的结局，你自己的呼召，你所定规的道路。
In the name of Christ, we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.